Well, hi there, this is Michael Palermo coming at you from the Raw Tech Studios in Phoenix, Arizona. Today, I want to talk with you about an important topic. It is some of the cool new language features in C# 6, and I'm so excited to share it with you. You know, people might say, hey, we appreciate someone who's a sharp-dressed man. But I'm going to tell you, they'll appreciate you more when you're a C# dressed developer. Let's just get to the code. I'm currently in Visual Studio 2015. In my Solution Explorer, I have an ASP.NET 5 Beta 7 project open. And I have a couple files already open to showcase some of these features. Right now, you can see we have a person and a person 6 code file. The person class here, we're going to consider this the before C# 6 features, and Person 6 will, of course, implement those features. Now, if I wanted to have a model such as a person, and I wanted to initialize some values like I'm doing in this class, of course, I'd have to explicitly make the entire property this way because I wanted to have those initial values. Now, of course, I could do this through a constructor, but the idea is if I wanted to initialize with values, I'd have to do the full properties this way. Likewise with a full name, it's a read-only property, but here I'm just demonstrating that I'll have to put in the get, and of course I'm just accessing these values from above in the class. I have a method that does something very similar to full name, and that it just also returns the value of the first name and the last name, but in reverse order. And in this case, even the last name is uppercase. And then I have a little test method down here that does even more bringing together of the data. So we can pass in a test name, and then it's going to establish a number of dashes that are going to be not to exceed 25 in harmony with whatever the length of this test name was. And then we pass those values into the string.format. Now you notice that string.format was used in pretty much everywhere where I did some kind of formatting or concatenating of values with the exception of this. But we want to be able to see how can C# 6 reduce this file to something even smaller. So we're going to introduce person number 6, and I'm going to put this in a vertical tab group so that we can see this very clearly, or see it sharply. I know the puns are bad, but it is raw tech. Anyway, I have the first thing I can showcase for this is how we can reduce the size of these when we need to initialize to a default value. So I will go prop tab tab string and then call this first name and hit enter, and now I could just put an equal sign at the very end and put John. This is basically the equivalent of what we see on lines 7 through 12 in the previous person class. Now I'm going to do the same thing again for the last name. And I hit equal, and now I can put my default values there. So good. Now the next assignment I gave myself to do to abbreviate and really showcase some of the features is to take this full name read-only property and see if I could make that even easier to do. So I'm just going to expand that out for a moment. You can see that it's lines 19 through 22, and it returns basically the concatenation of the first name and the last name with the space in the middle. So I'll bring this back over here. But now how I'm going to do this is I'm going to go ahead and type out the public string. And I know that the property name is full name. But if I only really need to return a single value that can be done with one line, then I can use what's called an expression for the body of my property. So I'm going to use this syntax, and then I'm going to use what's called string interpolation, which you could think of right now as really a replacement for string.format. It uses a little bit of the same syntax, except you'll notice that I have a dollar sign at the beginning of the string. And I can put in here not a 0 or a 1 for an index position, but I can actually put first name the variable, space, then last name. And that is my string concatenation. And guess what? That one is done. That's crazy. Now, I'm going to go into the next method. This method is the one that we're going to replace here. That is get last name first. Now, you can see that the full name and the get last name first, they could have both been properties or both been methods, but I just wanted to prove a point that a method can also have an expression as a body too. So that would be public string, and it is get last name first, the method. But again, I'm going to use this syntax and provide the dollar sign syntax for the string interpolation. And of course, just pass in last name. And then of course, maybe I want that to be two upper to be just like the other one. So you can see how I can put that expression right in there. And I'll put a comma and then follow up with the first name like so. So we get IntelliSense even within that string interpolation, which is awesome. So I got that in there. And that brings us down to the last thing that we're going to show inside of this class, and that's the using static feature and a little bit more on string interpolation. So let's go over here to find out what we're talking about. Now, so far you'll notice that we have dramatically reduced the size of person 6 from the person class with all these new features. So that's of course the benefit. But now cruising in here, I'm basically going to copy this entire method because it's pretty much the same, but we're gonna show how subtly it's different. By first of all, examining, notice that I'm saying string.concat enumerable.repeat. So, you know, the string.concat, the enumerable.repeat. One thing that you can do, and use this with caution, of course, is you can now use a new feature that allows you to eliminate the need to even type the class name to use its static members. So the way this is accomplished is by cruising to the very top here and saying using system.string, but I need to add static here. So using static system.string gives me access to all of the string static members. I'm going to do the same thing using static system.link.enumerable. So notice in the using statement, I'm going all the way to the type or class name itself. And then that means down below, I do not need to use the type name at all that precedes that static member. I could take these off, and that is valid code. That's pretty cool. Now, I'm not going to use the string.format because remember, I can just go ahead and put a dollar sign here. And this essentially becomes very much like the syntax that was here, except I don't have to use the zeros. I could actually, or the index numbers, I could just put in the values themselves. So I'm going to put in dashes here. And then here I'm going to put, let's say, full name to be our test. And that means I can get rid of all of this information over here. It makes this so much more easier to read than the other one. So now you could see I have the entire person and all the using statements and everything fitting in one single window. And that's even with some comments where I have to scroll a little bit to see the previous person. Well, how does this all come together here in our ASP.NET project? I'm going to save everything I've done, go over to the C# demo controller. You see the C-sharp demo controller is, and I can move this back over into this world. The C-sharp demo controller is gonna give us the ability to do a little testing. So I have some very basic information that I'm passing into the view from the controller. I'm gonna do Control-K-U. Remember, this is raw tech. Everything is very raw. So mistakes are left in. That's a feature. Although I think I just accidentally lowercase everything. Control-Z, Control-Z, Control-Z. Oh, yeah. You're going to see how I play. Control-K-U. All right. So one of the things that I thought would be interesting to note is that, you know, I have the Person class here and the Person 6 class here, and this is using the 6 features. So if I were to come onto this line and say, you know, for Person After, I would like to look at its members. You know, remember, full name, that is the read-only property. So you could see the definition here says string Person 6 full name with just a getter. But as you'll recall, we were able to accomplish that task. You don't even see the word get here. We're just actually indicating what the body of the property is with this expression. And it in itself is inferred then to be a read-only property. So that's kind of cool that we could see that even reflected there in IntelliSense. So what this is doing is we're creating an instance of a person, and we're creating an instance of a person 6. We're passing that information into a view bag. Specifically the get test data method stuff. And remember, the test name here is person before, but what is the test name here? You see, the name of operator allows me to actually get the name of the variable that I'm passing in. Now, the old way we may have done this is something like this, where I had person before, and I actually pass in a string to represent this. Or we could have done a measure of reflection to get like the entire type name and then do a little trickery to try to get to the very end variable. But right now, I have to do it this way. So let's first see how it looks when I run it. So I'm going to go ahead and run this thing. I'm going to type in the C-sharp demo, which is my controller. And you can see that person before and person after, they're both passing in the right kind of information. Now, if I go back over to my code, and let's say that I'll stop this here. And let's say I want to rename this variable. So control RR and call it just, you know, P6. Hit enter and I'm done. Now, of course, if I wanted to do that up here, control RR, I would have to say, like, let's say PB. But then I would have to remember to go into here because you could see that it didn't make that change there. So, you know, that's one of the advantages of the name of is being able to just pass it in like that and it'll just work. I won't change that here because I don't care. However, in this after area, let's go ahead and make this a little more exciting. Let me go ahead and pass in some initial values here. So I'll say first name equals, oh, I don't know, Michael. And the last name is going to equal Palermo. And just so we could see something a little bit different, I will save this, of course, and let's rerun it and take a look at how cool and exciting the C-sharp controller is going to be when it returns new information. So C-sharp demo, and now you could see that, of course, John Doe, it says person before was the variable name. We know that it was PB, but again, I didn't care to change this, or it could be a demonstration of forgetting to change the string name. But notice that P6 was rendered correctly. And of course, the number of dashes made it so that my data started efficiently right here, and I got my data from that instance. Very cool stuff. And you can grab the actual code that was used in this demo from my GitHub, which is going to be a link posted right here where you found this video. Anyway, that is some of the cool new features that I've seen. You'll notice that inside of an ASP.NET project, you'll see sprinkled throughout a lot of these little C-sharp goodies that are already baked into some of the starter projects. That's it for now. Stay tuned for another Raw Tech video coming to you soon from Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Michael Palermo. Cheers.